ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important question. And that question is related to one of the rules of war. As you know, Islam is the perfect religion, a religion that has rules for everything. From, you know, how to eat and how to, put on your clothes, all the way up to how to run a country and how to govern a nation. Now, one of the topics which Islam has talked about is war. And in this connection, the topic of prisoners of war, which in Arabic we call usara, this is a topic which Islam has spoken a great deal of. The question we want to pose today is, how should one treat the prisoner of war? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the verses of the Holy Quran and the Hadith which have been narrated about this topic. In one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: they give food for the love of him to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner of war. All right, so obviously kindness to the prisoner of war, this is something which is very recommended in Islam. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: O Prophet, say to the captives who are in your hands, if God finds any good in your hearts, he will give you something which is better than what has been taken away from you, and he will forgive you, and Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. And in a beautiful tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, we read the following: feeding the prisoner and treating him well is an obligatory duty, even if you are to execute him the next day. So even if his fate has been sealed and he is to be executed for a crime that he has committed, he must be treated well, he must be fed, and he must be dealt with kindly. Imam Ali once said the following to his sons. Now, he said this after the person who struck him in the mosque, and which eventually led to his martyrdom. When he was captured, Imam Ali said this to his sons: imprison this captive and feed him. Quench his thirst and make his captivity endurable. Right? Even though the person was going to be executed for his crime, Imam Ali ordered his sons to treat this person, Ibn Muljim, kindly and to take care of his basic human needs. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam once said, feeding the prisoner is the obligatory duty of the person who captured him, even if he intends to execute him the next day. He must be fed, given water, sheltered, and treated well, whether he is a disbeliever or not. And finally, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam once said, Imam Ali alayhi salam used to feed those who were sentenced to life imprisonment using the money of the Muslim treasury. So this caretaking of these prisoners of war, it should be accomplished with the Baytul Mal, meaning the money that's been deposited in the government. This is an obligation that is necessary and must and incumbent upon the government, Islamic government. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at how we should treat the prisoners of war in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.